Right now, let's bring in Mike Kazi. We'll take a look at sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
It was all right.
How'd you do with the, at the tracks, okay?
Churchill's off the grass till Thanksgiving, so that messed everything up.
Yeah, well, it's like everything else this year.
Yeah, kind of.
All right, well, let's take a look. How do we do in our picks at the NFL?
Good thing you picked the Giants. That's the only game you won.
That's amazing.
You had the Giants, Seattle, Buffalo. They lost. I had Green Bay, the Saints, and Cleveland. All three of them won.
I saw the end of the Buffalo game. That really was an unbelievable end.
Yeah, it's like watching a video game.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, Buffalo scores with 36 seconds left. They go up by 4. And on the last play of the game, just a titanic throw and a catch, and all of a sudden, boom, Buffalo loses. Oh, well.
How do you let somebody catch the ball to win a game?
I don't know.
Three guys around. How do you let him catch the ball?
I just don't know.
Throw him on the ground. Take the penalty. You got a better shot.
Yeah, it's just amazing. I mean, but you see it. That's why they call it a Hail Mary, I guess. And how about the Cleveland game? If you were a better, I bet you. If you had were doing fantasy or you were betting, you had to get upset.
A friend of mine told me about it.
Yeah, when Chubb was running down the sidelines, and then he gets to the 1 yard line. He was going to go in for a touchdown. And he ran out of bounds.
Why wouldn't you score?
I don't know, Mike. I don't know.
The integrity in everything is gone. There is no integrity in anything. Everything you see can be fixed. And when that guy does something like that,
you know, whether he realizes or not, okay, when he does something like that, that's the first thing that you're going to think about. Wow, you know, he's affecting the score of the game.
Yeah, it's like how he got beat. Aqueduct's pick 4 yesterday. I had a horse that was winning. It was paying $400. And a horse came from the clouds to win. An unraced horse on a trainer that was like 7 for 150. And you noticed that every time the jockey hit the horse, he jumped and ran. I'd like to see if there was a buzzer in that whip.
You know?
The integrity of everything is gone. Everything's no holds barred. If you think it can't happen because it's fixed, it could happen because it's fixed.
Yeah, that's true. So now we take a look at I just have to look at the games that were played, once again, everybody loves to use the word parody. Well, parody is great, I guess. And if you write it up in a term paper or if you put it up on a chalkboard. But when you look at parody and you look at parody in sports, it's really horrible. I mean, look at the NFC East; they're terrible.
Well, you know, it's kind of like, you know, everybody gets a piece of the pie. Came to the NFL because they all stink.
Yeah,
they all stink. Every team, they all stink. There's nothing going on. Every team is. They want everybody to be equal. The NFL is equal. Look at it. It's garbage.
Look at the NFC West. Arizona, Los Angeles, Seattle are all 6-3. The NFC East, Philadelphia 3-5-1. The Giants in second place at 3-7. Washington and Cowboys at 2-7. Parity continues. NFC South, the Saints, the Buccaneers are 7-3. The NFC North, they've got a little distance here at least. The Green Bay is 7-2. Chicago is 5-4. You look at the AFC East, the Buffalo Bills, the Miami Dolphins, 6-3 and 7-3. You look at the AFC South, 6-3 for the top two teams. You look at the AFC North, that's where the Steelers have a 3-game lead over the Ravens. But the AFC West, Kansas City has a 2-game lead. But then there's just too many teams that are too normal.
I'm not looking at the standings. I'm looking at the scores.
Yeah.
Cleveland wins by 3. Detroit wins by 3. Green Bay wins by 4. The Giants won by 10. That was an abortion, just like Tampa Bay and Carolina. Miami wins by 8. Arizona wins by 2. Everything's like that. Teams have better records than other teams because of plays like the Arizona ending last night. So, I mean, is that what you want to base things on? Somebody jumping up and catching a ball and coming down and beating another team because of that, and it happens pretty consistently. I don't know. I can't watch this junk.
Yeah, no, it's pretty.
And then after Churchill's races were over, I'm flipping around to watch to see what football games were being televised. There was you had the Rams in Seattle, so that's a game for first place. You had Buffalo and Arizona, which was pretty good. You had San Francisco and New Orleans, which San Francisco was supposed to be good this year, right?
Yeah.
What game they have on TV? Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. Can you get a worse game to put on TV than that? The only probably thing you can get worse than that is whoever the Jets are playing. So the Jets weren't playing yesterday, and that's the game they give you.
And the whole network schedule was upset. This is where it was crazy, because CBS had the Masters, okay, and so that means AFC games were on Fox. They instead of giving ABC games or NBC additional day games to spread around, it all went to Fox while the Masters was on, and that totally screwed up the TV schedule.
Why don't they just put the Masters on the Golf Network? I mean, they have a station for golf. Why don't they just put it there?
Or else on the CBS Sports Network, which is available on TV now. I mean, but anyways, it was one of the things that once. I guess we're lucky because the Jets don't play this week. So.
Yeah, the Jets didn't play, so you got Pittsburgh, Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, what's the game tonight?
Minnesota at Chicago.
I'll take Chicago.
I'll take Minnesota.
Yeah, just for
you're on a roll, so I'll go the other way.
All right, just for the heck of it. All right, anything else?
Tommy Lasorda's in the hospital. They don't tell you what's wrong with him, but he's in a hospital.
How old? He's
92 years old.
Yeah, 92 years old.
I saw something flipping by on the TV yesterday. I thought he died. I had to back it up. He's in a hospital. He's in intensive care, but they're not saying what it is.
All those years, one-year contracts. One-year contracts all the years he coached.
He survived pretty good with it, didn't he?
He certainly did.
I guess because when you produce, you get contracts. When you don't produce, you don't.
You don't get. Yep.
It kind of works, don't it?
Yeah, it works.
You hear everything now with the Mets, with the new ownership of going out and signing this guy, and the other guy. We'll see what happens. We'll see how that works. They signed that guy Stroman last week. I don't know why they signed him. Guy didn't want to play because of the virus. I would have showed him the door. Goodbye. Go somewhere else.
We'll have to see what happens. We're not that far off from baseball, believe it or not, again.
It's 5 months away. It's a long winter ahead of us.
All right. We'll check with you on Wednesday?
Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. Okay, we'll check with you on Thursday.
Have a good week.
Yeah, stay safe till then. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.